Okay, we'll call to order the the March meeting of the Town of Kiri Beach Historic Preservation Commission. And let's see, the first item on the agenda is, I think the very first thing we should do is excuse Ken Richardson from the meeting tonight.
And Tony Garibay is on the line.
And Tony is on the line. Okay, so recognize that Tony Garibay is on the line. So we have four members here present, which is a quorum. So is there a motion to that effect?
So move.
Okay, all second. Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Tony, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, good. I was just checking to make sure you're in there. Okay, next item is the adoption of the agenda. Is there a motion to adopt the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Good. Okay, the next item is adoption of the minutes. So it's a fairly short set of minutes from our February meeting. Is there a motion to, it's your turn.
So
okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Second. Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
This is the public comment. Do we have anybody online right now other than Tony? Okay. And anybody else? No? Nothing? Okay, good. All right, we will close the public comment period and we come up to old business. Again, I think we're going to fly through this particular agenda. So, old business. We don't really have any old business. Just very quickly, for the record, we're really waiting until the town council makes a decision on the downtown preservation district and some of the other issues related to the makeup of the Historic Preservation Commission and things like that. So until that happens, we don't really have any business that we need to conduct at the present time, I think, for the Historic Preservation Commission. Again, I'll go ahead and ask our attorney if that's kind of true. Is that basically true?
In terms of the workload?
Yes.
As far as I know, yes, sir.
Okay, so we're just really in a holding mode right now. So, okay, good. New business. Discussion of Historic Preservation Commission regular meeting schedule. This actually is, I think, somewhat related to what I just mentioned. So assuming that the historic preservation or the historic downtown preservation district is adopted, one of the issues that we've talked about is that really the HPC's primary responsibility is to hear and then make decisions and issue certificates of appropriateness. And I believe that there's a general feeling that we would only have to meet when that would actually happen, whether it be an application. So, this is a discussion. I'm not sure if we have to make any decisions, but I don't. Do you have, Mr. Eldridge, any opinion about?
I think Mandy can guide us on how to cancel a regular meeting. You're still obligated to approve a regular meeting schedule. But like Bo, if you don't have any business, how do we?
We just cancel it each month.
Okay, so we have a regular meeting and then we just cancel it. Okay. I did have a question. If we do, because the town council, one of the issues of the town council is to move things fast if a resident provides an application. If we actually do get to a point where we have to start making decisions on COA, do we have regular meetings, or if somebody comes in, let's say, with an application and provides an application on the, let's say, July 3rd or something like that, do we have an obligation now in terms of the things that were approved for us to have a meeting within a one-week period? So that wouldn't be along a regular schedule, or would we have to wait till the next regular scheduled meeting?
As I recall, those meetings would be if somebody applied for a minor something to the building inspections and they were denied, then they appeal to the HPC, and that's where the time frame is, where then within 10 days or I know I'm not recalling if it's at the next regular meeting then. we hear their appeal.
Chairman, I've traveled light for the first time in several months. I was real happy to leave the historic district bulk of file at home.
I can pull up the design guidelines.
This is just a discussion. I don't think we have to make any decisions tonight. We're just talking.
Here's my comments. I want to look at the Chapter 15 text amendments to see if there is a submittal hearing provision that sets forth some deadlines. Ms. Zielinski is correct. There is some timeline consideration for appealing a minor work decline approval. But other than checking those things, I don't know of any prohibition about taking up a COA during a regular or special meeting. But of course, the flip side of that coin is staff having the time to process that application and produce a summary report that will go into the record as an exhibit when the COA is heard.
Okay. So what we need to do tonight, I don't think we really have to prove anything tonight because we're actually scheduled for regular meetings on the first Wednesday of every month at 6 o'clock. So I guess there's nothing we really have to do tonight because that will continue until we recommend a change. Is that correct? Okay.
I got the impression from sitting out there that what I felt all you guys wanted was to give the homeowner the earliest
right. A
decision that was legally possible to do it.
I think that's the council's desire, too, that we make a decision as soon as possible, whether it's an appeal or whether it's the original COA. So, okay. LUP survey discussion. Since we put it on this, because I knew we would have a fair amount of time, I think you pointed that out, we were going to have a fair amount of time on this one. This discussion, which also can carry on into our PMZ meeting, has to do with the land use plan. We had a meeting on Monday, and the primary focus of that particular meeting had to do with the questionnaire. And the questionnaire was sent out to all the LUP members, about a week and a half prior to that or something like that. I guess it got ended up in some spam folders. Is that what happened?
Yes.
Mandy? Okay. Well, I actually did get it, so it ended up in the proper folder for me. So I did.
No, it sat in my spam.
Oh.
February the 19th until Friday when I sent it to you.
Okay, okay.
I had no idea, and it was in Joseph's spam as well.
Oh, okay.
So we didn't know.
Yeah, no, that's fine. So I tend to look at things pretty carefully when I get them, and I did, as you could probably tell. And I was very concerned with the particular survey or suggestion for the survey questions. And I wrote an email. I didn't send it to all the LUP members. I sent it to Mandy, Joseph, Mr. Eldridge, and Tony, because I didn't think my rather strong language was appropriate to send to everybody. But I was very concerned about it because I've done a lot of survey design in my and I kind of laid out some things that I think were of major concern. And my general feeling about the questionnaire is that's one of the most important parts of the LUP process because the questionnaire, the data is going to end up in the document. You know, what we're really supposed to do also is think about what we're saying and what we want to do in the future based upon what the current residents want right now. So I think it's a very, very important part is the public hearing and the resident survey. So because of that, I was very concerned with a lot of the wording and what we were trying to measure and all that sort of thing. So the bottom line of the discussion on Monday is that the different LUP members are going to be looking at this and coming up with suggestions and sending it to Joseph and so forth. But then we were asked as a P&Z / Historic Preservation Commission to maybe spend some time and look at this and come up with some recommendations as a group, which I think is a good idea. And so that's where we're at right now. I think I forwarded to everybody my comments as well as the questionnaire that was proposed. Also, the 2006 land use plan did have questions in that. I think I found it as Appendix F or something like that.
Okay.
And then we had a 2008 Sawyer survey, I think it was, which had some questions too. So I sent that to everybody. So what I suggest we do is maybe look at this and consider some of the issues. And I have, the issues that I had is that whenever you design a questionnaire, I firmly believe this, is first of all, you ask the question, what are we trying to measure? What are we trying to accomplish with this? Are we trying to find out what members or what residents in Kiri Beach have been happy with? I think that was Joseph's suggestion when he was listing off the sort of things that he's interested in. And there really isn't a question here that looks at satisfaction, for example. Do we want to know specifically what residents are interested in the future in terms of recreation activities? There are some recreation questions in here. So that's the first thing, is what are we trying to measure? Make sure we have a one or a set of questions that are related to whatever we're trying to measure. After we do that, we got to make sure that the questions are valid questions. And I think there's two problems in here. One is that a lot of the questions combine issues. And I don't have a questionnaire. Can we?
It's up
on the screen.
Do you want to?
Can't read that.
Keep in mind, I have
your iPad with you.
Hmm?
Do you have your tablet with you?
No, I didn't get a tablet, remember? I could have brought my computer.
Okay.
I do. I got plenty of tablets and computers, but I didn't bring it today.
I'll print it.
And I be honest, I forgot I was going to bring my laptop.
I'll print it for everyone.
Okay. Well, but yeah, so anyway, just as an example, when I'm talking about combining issues, on number three is a good example. What do you think are the most important growth and development issues facing Kiri Beach? I probably don't have a big problem with that. But then you look at beach access and parking. Well, that's two very, very different issues. Beach access is a different issue than parking. And then I think somebody in the LUP raised the issue, well, beach parking versus parking for residents. So, you know, you're really combining in this original proposal multiple issues into a single question, which means that if people say that's important, you don't know if it's the beach access that's triggering importance or parking. In addition, when you look at some of the questions, I consider them biased type of questions. The one I raise is also in number three, where they're asking density of development, environmental protection, and then they have overburdensome growth management and regulation. Well, by putting in a word like overburdensome, you're clearing biasing the response, you know, to that sort of thing. So anyway, the bottom line is I didn't...
Bias can go both ways.
It gives you, absolutely. And, you know, that's how a lot of these political surveys are done to show that people support this or whatever. You build a bias question in there and people are going to respond that way. So anyway, the bottom line is that I think that we need to... The LUP really needs to look at this seriously. So that's what kind of we're at right now for a general discussion. So do you have the questionnaire in front of you?
No.
Okay, we'll wait till Mandy gets back then with the... Did Joseph? I mean, do you think that those are fair observations? I mean, I was certainly the most vocal person, so I felt like.
In the way Wes described it, and I agree with him, the questions have to be very broad and general because it's a funnel. You know, with this huge question with a lot of answers, but then in narrowing down 10 options for an answer to 3. You've created what's important to that individual. And if we can get 20 citizens, we got 2,200, they said, John, 2,400. If we can get 200 to answer out, you know, hopefully 10%, we can get a good...
I'm guessing we could get more than 10%. I think
we will.
I think the Kiri Beach residents are very responsible. They're educated. They're interested in this sort of thing. So I wouldn't be surprised if we can get 20, 20, 30% maybe.
But if you look at their census numbers, a whole other set of issues. But, you know, if we could get 500, that would be phenomenal.
I would like to make a general point about the format while we wait for you guys to get your copies. So, Craig, that was a good idea to point us to the 2004 survey because I looked over that one and kind of like that one better than this one. But in particular, question 9, it says, what do you think are the most important issues now facing the town of Kiri Beach?
Mm-hmm.
But then the answer, they give a list of choices, and then the answers are 1 equals a major issue, 2 is a minor issue, or 0 is not an issue.
Right.
And that gives the surveyee the opportunity to answer for each single one instead of having to pick just the top 3.
That's true. I was concerned also because this says pick 1, 2, or 3. without any sort of ranking. And so I was saying, well, you know, why don't you do a ranking? But that's another approach, too, is that you could go down and put a 3, 2, or 1, you know, depending on not important or important or whatever. Because picking the top three, if one person picks one, if somebody else picks three, then that person who's picking three is actually getting weighted three times. Yeah, there's all sorts of problems with the way this is structured. So certainly I think there's a suggestion as to how the question should be all rephrased, whether it should be pick, rank the top three, 1, 2, 3, or maybe do it the way that you suggested. Certainly either one of those are better, I think, than what's been proposed here as a way of doing it. So I'm not sure if we need to come up with that, because that's a fairly structural thing that you could create on the questions. I think what we need to do is look at the categories of the questions and see if there's any category that is missing here, and then if we have enough time, maybe look at specific questions. And I think a category that is missing is, what do the residents like about Kiri Beach? I don't see any liking type of question here. And I think that's important to have, to see what people really like about Kiri Beach.
Is that the end?
What's that?
Is that the end?
For a list?
At the end of the
list. Oh, yeah, but that's just a fill-in. But what I like to see is that maybe a list of things.
And should there be a question referring to the future? Like, how would you like to see Kiri Beach 5 years from now, 10 years from now? Like, and then leave it just the same, or, you know, see more business, or see more residential, or homes. I don't know, but to hear what the residents or property owners would like to see in the future, for like moving forward, which direction to go, something like that.
Yeah, no, I mean, create some sort of a scenario what people would like to see in five. And I think that's good too, because this is supposed to be a 10-year plan, let's say. You know, maybe put it out and say, within 10 years or in 10 years, what would you like to see Kiri Beach look like in terms of, you know, these type of issues? You know, right now it's not linked to anything. So some people may in their brain be saying, well, I'm thinking next year. Other people may be thinking 20 years when they answer this. And again, these are all questionnaire design issues that I think are fundamentally important in terms of creating a valid questionnaire that it's going to provide any useful information. But I certainly think we should have a list. And if I remember right, it was the Sawyer. I apologize for not bringing my computer, but I did send it. It was the Sawyer that did have a question about what people liked about Kiri Beach, and they had a whole list of things in there. Do you remember that?
I do remember that. I can't remember which survey it was.
I'm pretty sure it was the Sawyer one. That they had a list of what they liked about Kiri Beach, mm-hmm. or they think that what Kiri Beach has done well, for example. Mm-hmm. So I would certainly recommend that we add a category to the questionnaire that talks about the successes, you know, what people like about Kiri Beach, or what people think that Kiri Beach has done well, or the successes that have been made within Kiri Beach. And then, again, maybe list a number of different categories, you know, related to that, rather than just keeping it as an open-ended question.
And then here's another question that I liked on the 2004 survey. What type of development should be encouraged or discouraged in the future? And then the choices were single-family residential, multifamily residential, shopping facilities, commercial, recreational use. And then given the opportunity to say, yes, encourage that type
or maybe stay the same,
discourage.
Maybe encourage more, stay the same, or discourage, or something like that. Yeah.
But I like that question, too.
The other thing I pointed out is I really wonder, like, for example, in number one, what kinds of new private development would you most likely see in Kiri Beach? Well, I mean, we're pretty well built out.
And when you look at the choices on there, what I thought was private might be changed to business and take out the two choices for type of residences, because you have entertainment, retail and shopping, small businesses that serve residents and small businesses that serve visitors. And then I thought maybe adding to that a choice for the mixed-use development in the downtown.
Right. You know, maybe separate a question that deals just with downtown. You know, like, what would you like to see as development within the downtown area, and then maybe have a separate question, and I think somebody else on the LUP suggested that, you know, have a set of questions, one or multiple questions related to the downtown, and then other questions. Because, quite frankly, I'm not sure if there's anything we can do. I mean, this is clearly an off-the-shelf survey that they pulled off. They probably tweaked it maybe a little bit, if anything, for us. In fact, he even admitted that during the conversation. It was off-the-shelf. That they had used a lot in other things. But, you know, some of these are very appropriate maybe for a Leland that still is doing a lot of development and all that sort of thing, or areas where there's... But we don't have a lot of issues right here. I mean, we can't change low-density single-family residence, multifamily. I mean, it is what it is. You know, we have zoning already. So I agree. Number one should be really kind of focused, I think, on the different types of shopping or within the downtown community. And maybe we could have a separate question for development as to what to encourage in the non-downtown areas.
Just to keep in mind, when you're talking about adding a separate question, the longer this survey gets, the less likely people are going to respond. And we're trying to get as many responses as we can. So that's why some of this is combined in some of the questions.
Well,
so to that point, when I suggested adding the mixed use in downtown, in that same question, I said there were two to remove from that because it was referring to residences, where everything else was referring to businesses. So question one, to change private to business, what kinds of new business development?
Right, but there may also want to be residential, so it's got, the question's got the both.
I really think that's an invalid way of writing a questionnaire to combine issues. I really do. You know, the first one should be what kind of, you know, private development would you like to see maybe in the downtown? And again, not combine restaurants, music, and nightlife. I mean, those are two, nightlife and restaurants are two completely different issues. And maybe have a list of different types of downtown commercial developments. But, you know, since we do also have private residences in the downtown, maybe include that, but specifically call it for the downtown. I struggle with number two. What do you consider to be the most important roles for the town to play in influencing the character of development in Kiri Beach? I'm not sure if that provides any information, personally.
Right, I have a note here to myself. It says this question is probably useless.
It's not going to provide any useful information.
Right. I didn't think so either.
I mean, the most important role of the town is to facilitate the other sort of things that people are interested in. So personally, I would take out number two. What do you think are the most important growth and development issues? I think that's a perfectly fine thing to ask right there. But I would probably be careful, as I've already mentioned, about the wording of the individual questions. Bicycle and pedestrian should be broken into... and, you know, I guess important growth and development issue, I'm not sure what that means, really. What, mm-hmm. you know, we should specifically ask what we, you know, ask a question like, do you think Kiri Beach needs to have more of... but, you know, certainly break up beach access and parking. Those are two very different things. Bicycle and pedestrian are two very different things. Coastal storm damage and beach protection, that's probably fine. Density is fine. Environmental protection.
But we have a question six that refers to environmental and natural resources in Kiri Beach, so... A couple of those seem like they, like the coastal storm damage and the environmental protection, those could be choices that could be moved actually into question number six.
Yeah. But I think what Joseph was saying, that the early questions are trying to create a pyramid. So you're just identifying some general issues and later questions are getting down to more specifics. Yeah. But I can see that argument. But I personally think category number, or question issue number three is a relevant issue. Number two, I don't see And number one, I think, could be reworded. Number four, what efforts do you believe are most important to the economy of Kiri Beach? I think, well, again, shopping and restaurants are two issues.
Encourage more permanent residents. I don't even know how you would be able to do that.
We're beating them off now.
That's right.
But also, important to the economy, to the average homeowner, it's not really important to the economy if it's your favorite restaurant.
Yeah, what do you believe in the most economy?
You know, if it's, to me, economy would be what brings the most tax dollars in that we can spread around to do good things in the town.
Yeah. Raise the value of our homes so they're assessed higher and bring in more taxes. But I think, asking the question specifically, I mean, we need to get to specifically what we're trying to measure. What people are trying to think about is, what do the residents here would like to see happen to Kiri Beach? Okay, do you want to see more restaurants? Do you want to see more shopping? Do you want to see more, you know, whatever? And I'm not sure. Like this, improve access to jobs. What efforts do you believe are the most important to the economy of Kiri Beach? Improve access to jobs. I have no idea what that means.
Right. I had that one
closer. And you're right. Encourage.
Access means advertising when you've got a position that's open.
Yeah.
And encouraging coastal storm damage reduction and beach protection does not really relate to the economy of Kiri Beach. Again, that could move to question number six.
Well, I can see what they're trying to get at there. I mean, how important is protecting the beach, like re-nourishing the beach and stuff like that? That would be related to. But it could be, again, worded differently, I think. Encourage coastal damage reduction and beach protection.
Now, that could be also construction issues.
Yeah, that's true.
And infrastructure.
I think we're just going through the category, but number four can be reworded. I know what they're trying to get at. What efforts do you believe are most important to the economy of Kiri Beach? But I think that could be reworded to be a little more specific.
6:30.
Okay.
We have limitations of what we can do in the business district. So, and we have, you know, we're doing work to preserve the ambiance and the old, kind of the old Kiri Beach feel. So it makes it more challenging to attract new businesses or shopping or whatever. So I'm struggling with questions.
Yeah, and I think you're actually right. And remember, we do have a multi-use district that we kind of ignore all the time, which is down K Avenue. And so, you know, one question may be to encourage more multi-use would be a type of question that would combine, you know, what we're seeing in Carolina Beach, for example. So it was just pointed out that we're at 6:30 right now. We can continue this conversation, but under the venue of P&Z. But I think maybe we should switch to P&Z if that's okay for the... Okay, so is there a motion to adjourn the...
Before you adjourn, I need two things. The first one is under adoption of the amendments. Did you guys make a motion to approve the amendments I was doing?
Okay. Yes, we did.
And under discussion of the HPC regular meeting schedule, I'm going to have the record reflect that we're going to table that and come back with timelines from the statute that we have to follow.
No, that's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
And actually, I believe the next time we meet, the public hearing for town council is in March. Mm-hmm. Assuming that goes as hopefully it should, does that mean that right after that they can vote, or does it have to be another month after that?
No, it has to be.
The way this town does.
24 hours.
Yeah, it has to be at least 24 hours.
So it'll be whenever council decides to schedule a next meeting, if they're going to call a special meeting to approve it, because anytime they have virtual participation for a public hearing, they cannot make a decision on that. I have to allow at least 24 hours for additional comments from the public.
Okay. So, yeah, we'll just go ahead and table that item until we see what the future is and get to what the statutes say then.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I move to adjourn.
Second.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right.
Aye.
Does anybody need a break? We'll just go right in.